from 1 Peter 2, verses 1 through 3. Rid yourselves of all malice and all deceit, hypocrisy, envy, and slander of every kind. Like newborn babies, craves pure spiritual milk, so that by it you may grow up in your salvation, now that you've tasted that the Lord is good. William Poteet wrote in the Quarterly Journal of the Pentecostal Minister that in 1903, the Russian Tsar noticed a sentry posted for no apparent reason on the Kremlin grounds. Upon inquiry, he discovered that in 1776, Catherine the Great found there the first flower of spring. "Post a sentry here," she commanded, "so that no one tramples that flower underfoot." Friends, no doubt many traditions serve us well. Those customs and established practices that make us honorable, respectful and respectable, brave and courageous, helpful and virtuous, good and holy, doers of good and not evil, and so forth, should be kept well alive. However, some traditions are to our detriment because they render us the opposite of ethical and noble. These traditions, like the one established by Catherine the Great that rendered a man's life work to stand over and protect a flower, are a waste of human potential and valuable time and precious resources, and therefore should be measured for what they are and resolutely ended. The Christian church as a whole and individual believers are not immune to having to deal with useless traditions. We need to keep a close watch on our habits to make sure they are Bible-based, Christ-honoring, and useful for the growth and the building up of the Christian faith and the Christian church. Peter, Christ's apostle, through the direction and inspiration of the Holy Spirit, wrote to remind us to get rid of every character deficit that leads us to sin our way out of God's favor and spiritual growth. These sins are selfishly motivated, and they lead us to establish habits and traditions, if you will, in our individual and collective behavior as Christ's church that make us mean and vengeful, dishonest and fraudulent, jealous and bitter, and disparaging and malicious. All such habits are not conducive to living the Christian life faithfully and fruitfully. As a matter of fact, these traditions and behaviors betray us. They stifle our growth in Christ and may even prove us to be false converts who are deceived as to the true gospel and therefore still lost in our sins. As for the church, when professing believers hang on to these anti-Christian behaviors and traditions, any hopes of successful evangelism, discipleship, and church growth are doomed. The Bible instructs us in Ephesians 4, verse 12, to be always about the works of the Christian service that lead to the building up of the body of Christ. And so, our mandate is to pore over the Bible, take to heart God's commands, fashion our lives after Christ, plan our worship, growth, fellowship, and service as the collective church according to God's dictates. Let me be very clear. We are not to behave individually or function as Christ's church in order to please people, and that includes ourselves. We are to do everything we do for the purpose of knowing God thoroughly and making God known globally, beginning at home and stretching to the utter ends of the earth. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 31 commands us, "Whatever you do, do it all to the glory of God." Galatians 1, verse 10 asks a penetrating question, "Am I now seeking the favor of men or of God? Or am I striving to please men? If I were still trying to praise men, I would not be a bondservant of Christ." In Mark 7, Pharisees and scribes confronted Jesus because his disciples did not follow the tradition of the elders in washing their hands before they ate. Jesus responded to them in Mark 7, verse 8, "Neglecting the commandment of God, you hold to the tradition of men." In other words, the Pharisees' habit of establishing man-made traditions and calling them God's commands had left them deceived and far from the heart of Christ, and hypocrites. T.S. Eliot said, "A tradition without intelligence is not worth having." So we should remember this. The traditions we are to nurture and keep, always establish the character, will, and life of Jesus Christ in us. They glorify God. They establish and grow Christ's church according to biblical truth and command and example. May we be honest and eager to evaluate our lives individually and congregationally to make sure the habits and traditions we are holding to and practicing are serving the wishes of Christ and growing us up into strong, resilient, fruitful Christ followers and Christian churches. Friends, we do not want our habits or traditions as individual believers or as the collective church to prove us traitors to Jesus Christ. And so think deeply and truthfully and thoroughly as you lay your life and church before Christ, and then make the changes that He deems necessary. Go now. Your authenticity, credibility, and efficacy as Christ's servant and witness in this lost and evil world hang in the balance. I'm Jack Manor, Senior Pastor of Cornerstone Baptist Church in Greenville, Mississippi, and Executive Director of 1P26 Ministries, Inc. You can find me at cornerstonedelta.com and at 1P26.org. Blessings to all.